Good morning, good morning. Good blessed Sunday morning. I'm out here this morning. I'm doing a podcast, but I'm getting me some exercise in at the same time. So I want to thank everybody for listening this morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Talking Truth podcast. It's about 40 out here this morning. But I'm still gonna get me a little cardio. But anyway, y'all, just wanted to come on and talk about, excuse me, having a relationship with Christ and why we should get to know Him for ourselves. And the number one reason we should get to know Him for ourselves because He is the one who created us. He is the one who gave us life. He's the creator of all creation. He is the master. He is the father. He is the best teacher. He is our leader. He guides us. He directs our path. And I just want to talk a little bit this morning about having that relationship with Him and why it's important that we get to know Him, especially in this time, this end time. Because when I look across the world, I see a lot of people. They do things that they see other people do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a role model. There's nothing wrong with having somebody you look up to. But sometimes they can be a bad thing, especially for church people. They can be a bad thing because in church, we have preachers. We have people who can preach the word, have prophets, we have teachers, gospel singers. We have all these people that are, if I should say, that's in leadership, that are doing things. I'm not saying that all things they do that bad, but there are some things that are being done in the pulpit that's not of God. Like everything in church, just because it's in church doesn't mean it's of Christ. And that's why I say it's very dangerous to be a copycat. You can't be a copycat. But what you need to do is get to know God for Himself. I mean, for yourself, I'm sorry. And really get close to Him so you can understand what His plans are, what His purpose is for your life. Because a lot of us are only going to be who people want us to be. I'm just going to be straight up. A lot of us are only going to be what people want us to become or what people want us to be. And that's not good, because if I could be real, for a long time I thought I really knew Christ. I really thought that I knew Him. I mean, I did, but there are things about Him that I didn't know. And I looked to other people to, I hope I'm saying this right, I looked to other people to know those things about Him that I didn't know. But like I said, sometimes it's not good to look to somebody else because they have a title, because they are so-called prophet or apostles or minister. They carry these titles and we think that they know everything because they have a title, but that's not true. So like I said, I find myself looking for other people to teach me the things of God, rather going to God and asking him, hey God, what do you want me to do with my life? What's my purpose? What's my plan? I mean, what's your plan for my life? Because I want to make sure that I'm always on the right path with God. I want to make sure that I'm always pleasing him. Am I a perfect man? Absolutely not. I don't have it all together, but I'm just not out here sinning. I don't always say the right things. I mean, I am human, but that's not an excuse. That I'm not trying to use that as an excuse, but what I'm saying that I live in a flesh body. I live in the flesh. I'm not in glory. I'm not in heaven with God, and we wrestle with this flesh daily. But anyway, that's not a pass for sin. I'm not saying go sin, but I'm saying I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I need the Holy Spirit to guide me. I need the Holy Spirit to lead me. That's what I'm saying. But like I was saying, y'all, you got to get to know him for yourself. Because there are people who feel like they can appoint you to do things. And because we think they have a title that they are authorized to assign you to be an evangelist, to be a prophet, to be a minister, to be a teacher, to be these different things, y'all. But for real, they don't have the authority to do that. Only God has the authority to send you, to tell you what to do, tell you where to go. I mean, people to help and all that stuff. So all I'm saying today, y'all, just seek Christ. Seek him, get to know him, follow him, so we can understand who we are in him. Because there's a lot of people right now, they're living in bondage. They're actually living in bondage because they decided that they were going to listen to another human. And there are people in the church now that they are oppressed. There are people in the church now depressed. There are people in the church now that are living in fear, not of God, but of the church or the church order, what the church requires, what the church demands are, and all this stuff. And people fear church more than they fear the actual God. Like, they don't really have that fear of God. Like, they think they have a fear of church. And that's come from a spirit of religion. Spirit of religion tells you that you got to bring your money, that you got to come to church, that you got to pay tithes, that you got to be on time for church, come to Bible study. I mean, that's the spirit of religion. It's really running rapid, like, all over the world. Like, and it's really, y'all, it's just not right, y'all. I'm just going to be straight up. That's not of God. That's not who God is. God is not going to reward you for how much money you're giving, being on time, all that. Some people are going to disagree, but I'm just telling y'all the truth. I've been in church for a long time. And like I said, I didn't really get free or feel free until I got to know Christ for myself. Like I said, I always lived under man's rules, man's orders, man's church rules, man-made church rules, should I say. But as I was saying, there are a lot of rules, there are a lot of laws that the church have created and have placed them on people, place demands on people. Like, you better do this, you better do that. Or God is not going to bless you if you don't give your hard-earned money to me. But, y'all, that's not scriptural. That's not nowhere in the Bible. I mean, I'm trying not to go into the Bible. Because I'm on it, like I said, I'm exercising. And I'm really trying not to go there, trying to go to scripture. But I'm just talking. This stuff is not of God. You can go in scripture. You can go look up tithing. Like I tell people, if you pay your tithes, hey, that's on you. No hard feelings. I ain't got no beef with nobody that choose to follow church rules or church or whatever, you know, church demand. I have no problem with people that are doing it, but that's my assignment, y'all, is to tell you the truth. That's my assignment. I can't tell you nothing else. I can't sugarcoat this. I mean, I got friends that pay tithes. I got family members that pay tithes and give offerings. I mean, that's your choice, but it's not a command. That's what I'm saying. God is not forcing us to do these things. God is not requiring us to do this, y'all, for us to go out and make money and just bring it to somebody. It's just not. I mean, if you look up tithing, or try not to do this, you go in the Old Testament, I want to say Deuteronomy, Malachi, all throughout there, it would explain what tithing was. It would explain what tithing was. But like I said, if you give, hey, I don't have no problem with that, but it's not a command. You're not going to go to hell for not giving. You're not going to hell for not sowing seeds or giving tithes. I just said 10,000 people free right there. You're not. And you can go look it up. I mean, think about it, y'all. God, the creator of all mankind, why would he require you to give a man-made dollar to somebody else? Something that is man-made. If you look at tithes in the Old Testament, it was God-made stuff. Fruits, grains, I mean, stuff like that. I'm going to stop right there. But like I said, do the research for yourself. But anyway, y'all, like I was saying, get to know him for yourself. Get closer to him. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. But we got to submit to him. We got to submit to the Spirit of God. We got to get closer to him. Myself, I need to get closer to him. I'm not close enough to him. I know him. He teaches me. But I can't get enough of him. I want more of him. I just want more of the Spirit of God to lead me, to guide me, and to all truth, to direct my path, to lead me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake, to correct me when I'm wrong. To tell me, hey, that's not right. To tell me, hey, don't look down on others. You're not perfect. Even people that don't believe in me, don't look down on them. You're not perfect. You know, because that we have a bad habit of that. Like people who don't believe in God, people who don't believe in Christ, we look down on them, y'all. We think they're crazy. They probably think the same thing about us. They probably think, man, how y'all believe in the God y'all can't see? So, y'all, we really just need to be careful, be mindful. I mean, of how we're treating people. Like, there are people I know that believe in sun worship. They believe that the sun, the S-U-N, is what gives life. And they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in white Jesus, especially the white Jesus. I mean, I'm talking about some of my black friends. I mean, you know, and there are white people, white friends that they don't believe in the white Jesus, but they believe in Jesus. But like some of my black friends, they don't believe in Jesus, period. But he white, black, They don't believe in it. But when they talk, y'all, I don't say, man, get away from me with that nonsense. Go on away from me with that foolishness. I don't want to hear that. You know why? Because that same respect I give them, they're going to give to me. They're going to listen to me. That's a door open for me to talk. You see what I'm saying? But y'all want to turn down everybody. Oh, man, you crazy. You don't believe in God. Oh, I can't be around you. That's religious. Religious spirit. That's separation. That's separation, y'all. Separation. But we quote scripture like nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. But we sit out here and we try to separate ourselves from other people because of their beliefs. That's not right. That's not right, y'all. Have an ear to hear what people have to say. They just want to talk. Like, we just want to talk. We just want to go out and minister to people and expect them to listen to us. And then when they reject us, we get mad. But at the same time, we get mad when some, I'm sorry, but at the same time, we get mad because people don't want to hear us. People don't want to listen to us. Like I said, y'all, let's be right. Let's do this right. That's love. That's an example of love. Even though I don't believe in you, I don't believe in what you're saying, I will listen to you. I want to hear what you got to say so I know where you're coming from. We're all human beings, y'all. Some of us were just brought up in church and we stuck with Christ. We just stuck with him. But there's a lot of people that haven't been in church or coming to Christ. Yeah, people are coming to Christ. People are believing in the Most High. So, as I was saying, y'all, let's get closer to him. Let's stop following people. Let's stop following other humans. Because the Bible said we're all equal under Christ. We're all. God didn't place nobody in the earth to be over another person. We're all equals under Christ. I got a YouTube video explaining that. It's under Speaking for Christ. And it's on YouTube. But like I was saying, God didn't put anybody in the earth to overrule the other in the body of Christ. We're all equals. It doesn't matter what kind of title you have. We're all equals under Christ. We're all one under Christ. And Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. That means the only way we can get to God is through Jesus. You don't have to go through another pastor. You don't have to go through another apostle. You don't have to go through another prophet. You don't have to do all those, like I say, all those church rules to get to Christ, to get to God. Just go to Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And before I go, like I said, just seek him, y'all. Read your Bible. It's crazy that people actually go sit in church for hours, listen to the preacher, take his word, and never read their word. Never know God. Just never know. You think you know him because what somebody else said. What somebody else said. Don't be that person. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Because some of these people will trick you. They will brainwash you. They will manipulate you. They will have you all over the place. They will have you feeling like you're out of place with God. Because you don't do certain things for them. But don't be that person, y'all. Be free today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mind be free. Let your life be free. Enjoy your life. Enjoy life. Don't feel like you got to go to church every Sunday. Don't feel like you got to go to church every Wednesday, every Tuesday. Don't feel like you got to go to church because somebody said you need to be here. No, don't be that person. Be a servant of the Lord. Don't be a servant of man. Because that's man putting you under his authority. You better do what I say. You come as I say. No, we're not doing that. I used to be that person. And y'all, and it was at one time it was fun. But after a while, God started showing me things concerning the church. And how people are manipulating the scripture, how people are telling people to give money so he can bless, so God can bless you, instead of going directly to the bank. Can I say that? That we treat God, y'all, like he is a slot machine. We treat God like he is worldly. We treat God like he is on our level. Like we can go, like you can go to the slot machine in Vegas or at the casinos in Mississippi and just put your money in and you just pull the lever and boom, you hit the jackpot. That's how we treat God, y'all. Like we got to have something to get something from him. But that's not who God is, and he will never be that. He will never be it. I'm counseling out a lot of false preachers this morning. Quit telling your people that they got to have a seed to give you a seed so God can move on their behalf. The devil is a liar. I break that thing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. For real. Let your mind be free. Be at peace. Be at peace. People giving their last to the church and don't know how they're going to feed their children. That's not God. It's not of God. Some people don't have evil intentions. Some people don't. Some people are just doing what they were taught to do. Everybody don't have an impure motive, but some people do. Some people do have impure motives. So what I'm saying this morning, y'all, just get to know him. Get closer to him. Bond with him like never before. Spend daily in prayer. Spend daily hours. I'm not going to put that on you. That's for me right there. That's for me. But every day, y'all, pray to him. Whether you spending 5, 10, 15 minutes, it doesn't matter, y'all. Talk to him daily. Daily, because someday I might just feel like talking to him. I haven't been talking to him like I should. But I do talk to him. That's something I put on me. That's a commandment I put on myself when it comes to talking to God. I feel like I need to talk to him more. But y'all, just get to know God so you can know your purpose in life. So you won't. You know what? A lot of us gonna live life, and some people are okay with it, doing what somebody else other than God told us to do, and die. Like I'm gonna say that again. Some of us are going to live life doing what somebody else told us to do, and die, and miss everything, and miss a lot of stuff, y'all, that God really wanted to do through you and for others through you, but it couldn't happen. Because you didn't submit to him, you submitted to a title, and got stuck and lived miserable, and didn't know why you were having high blood pressure, didn't know why you were having headaches, didn't know you thought it was a warfare, but actually it was you not submitting to the will plan of God and following another human, because they thought God put them in a position to lead them, and then that's how that happened. They're just facts. It's facts. I'm speaking real. I'm about to go get in my car. I can come back and get this in about 1 o'clock. I'm going home on that one. Like I said, it's gonna be a lot of people that are going to live life doing what somebody else said do other than God and miss everything God had for them. People trying to figure out, well, how I'm actually doing better now than I was when I was following the human. Not knocking the human, don't get me wrong. I'm not doing it. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I had to get in a place Well, I had to get to know God for myself. And my prayer, when I leave this earth, that my children will have this same mindset that I have, so they can live their lives in freedom and not carry a weight of religion that tells them they better, they got to, or they should do. But that's not who I am. I'm here to speak the truth. I said two weeks ago, that I'm back. I took some time off. I took a lot of time away, y'all. I just want to make sure I'm in the right place with God. I don't want to get on here speaking in my flesh. I don't want to get on here preaching what I heard somebody else preach. But I want to come straight from the throne. Straight from the throne, y'all. But anyway, I love y'all, good people. Have a blessed Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday. Or you're going to cook dinner. I mean, enjoy yourself today. Enjoy your family. Relax. Relax today, y'all. Relax. I might go to church today. I have been the last maybe 2-3 Sundays. I've been. Because I try to keep a balance in my home with my family. I try to balance everything out. I don't participate in all the activities. Because like I said, there's a lot of stuff I disagree with. But I just try to be balanced. Balanced. You know, yeah, I have a wife. We might think differently. But like I said, she got to get on that. She got to have her own personal relationship with Christ. You know, even for my children, I don't want them growing up and doing things because I said do them. I want them to do things because God said do them. Live free, y'all. Live free. Let God lead you. Let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth. Everything I'm saying right now at the end of this cast is scripture. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. Google it. It'll give you the scripture. I can't give it to y'all talk right now. And the Holy Spirit is a teacher. Google that. It'll give you the scripture for that. Let me see. Make sure I ain't leaving things out. I'm not talking about false prophet today. I'm getting ready to go. But anyway, y'all, like I said, get to know God. Be free. Be free. If you have any questions, email me at marquezharden@gmail.com. That's marquezharden@gmail.com. That's marquezharden@gmail.com. All right, good people. I love you all. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.